There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, March 4th edition. Hope everybody had a great opening day of action. It was loaded top to bottom, finished off by a Chris with a Cade Davis double dong night for the A's. It was beautiful. You got Harper homering on opening day, per the usual. Good starts from Syndergaard, Tehran, even Strasburg. Red Sox, Andrew Benintendi, everybody's darling, went deep. Rockies and Brewers, John Gray so close to that great start we were looking for. Trumbo walks it off an 11 for the O's over the Jays. Twins blow up late on the Royals bullpen. Duffy, our man, got it done nicely, 23 or so points. Phillies, 4-3 over the Reds. Not quite the offense we were looking for, but the offense we needed, we wanted, and we got. Where the Doyers beaten up on Chacin, 14-3. Grandal double-donged. Grand slam from Jock Jam. Seager goes deep. There was tons of offense in that game. It was beautiful. Indians beat up on the Rangers 8-5. Home runs all over. Rugi double dong. Encarnacion goes yard. Ramirez goes yard. Dongs for days. Keuchel gets it done. Shuts down the Mariners. That's one of the few things we didn't get right last night. The Mariners got shut down. Keuchel looks good. 3-0. Springer, Correa both go deep. Then the A's 4-2 over the Angels to wrap things up. It was a good to great opening day. And it's kind of disappointing. We go from 12 games down to an 8-game slate. No day games. Nothing. Well, there's one day game, the rescheduled rain out in Detroit and in Chicago. But that's not on the DFS slates for tonight. So, yeah, we're stuck with 8 games. Nothing until 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. And a bunch of little slates in between in that time zone. Looking at the 8-game slate, the pitching is pretty darn horrific. There's some top-end arms. And then after you get to the middle of the pack, I like to pick you guys a couple of value punt plays worth a chance. Like yesterday, Graveman goes and gets you 23 points. Like I said, was worth a shot. There's always a few out there, but tonight's tough. I'll give you a couple, but I'm pretty much building lineups without them. I'm going to go down to the low sevens and call it a day there. Let's kick it off. The top price arms, there's 4 over 9,000. We'll kick it off Jake Arrieta at 10-4 on the road in St. Louis. Arrieta, 2 years ago, Cy Young Award winner, as we know. He up and down last year, to say the least. Still finished a 3.16 ERA. Nothing too crazy to worry about there. But in his 4 starts against the Cardinals last year, 22 2/3 innings, 20 hits, 6 earned runs, 26 strikeouts. So the strikeouts are there. We saw how Lester and C-Mart dealed on Sunday night. And you got to like what you're looking at with the little Jake Arrieta action. It's a high price to pay. I don't know if I'll be using much of him, but having some exposure is not the end of the world. There's better options for that price tag, but definitely something to think about. Going to the Johnny Cueto at 10-2 against the D-backs. Cueto, as consistent as they come, last year, 2.73 ERA in 33 starts. The guy's good. He has his blow-up games, but overall, very, very good stuff. And he was up and down against the D-backs, 32 and two-thirds innings, 15 earned runs, 32 Ks. Johnny's a good arm. He'll be used by many. I will likely be avoiding him. I'll likely be avoiding most of the top two guys. And I'll be starting here. He'll be chalky as chalky can be, but it's very, very worth it. You know, every pitcher has blow-up potential. But Kenta Maeda against the 4A San Diego Padres. Not AAA, not majors. The 4A lineup, San Diego Padres. Last year, Kenta, 3.67 ERA. Struggled in the end of the season. His first half was phenomenal. Second half was rough. On the road and home, he was about the same. 3.87 ERA to 3.47 ERA. But you look at against San Diego, on the he averaged 15.2 fantasy points per game last season. Against San Diego, he averaged 21.2. 22 innings pitched, 14 hits, 8 earned, 27 strikeouts in 4 starts against the Padres. Maeda's not a huge strikeout guy. He strike out the Padres quite a bit because the Padres are bad, folks. They're going to do some things. You know, you got Manny Margot. He did a little damage last night. Schimpf, Renfro, Myers. There's guys that can do stuff, but all in all, they're going to be bad, and we're going to target them early, often, all season long. Kenta Maeda at $9,600 is my top-priced option of the night, but he will be very chalky, so beware. That's why sprinkling in the Arrieta Cuetos and this next guy, Lance McCullers, at $95 is definitely worth a look because they won't be as high-owned as Maeda, but in cash games, you have to go Maeda. There's no way around going Maeda. Even if he blows up, it is the right play. McCullers, $9,500, coming off a very good year, but he's always banged up. He's injured. He got injured in the spring. He's healthy right now. This guy is lights out. If you listen to any of my fantasy podcasts with guests or even my Around the Bases podcast, he has phenomenal stuff. His hammer, his 12-6, little maybe 11-5 curveball is absolutely dynamic. He has some good cut and speed on that fastball. Really, really good stuff. Just a matter of staying healthy. Innings limit will probably come in effect later this year. So one thing to think about is they might not go as deep into games with him. That's always a concern. But when it comes to McCullers, he has the goods. At home last year especially, 2.40 ERA compared to 5.57 on the road. 10 starts, he struck out 80 batters in 60 innings at home. 23.1 fantasy points per game at home compared to 13.5 on the road. Most importantly, against Seattle on 2 starts, 12 and a third innings, 9 hits, 2 earned, 18 strikeouts, 27.7 fantasy points per game against the Mariners. McCullers, we rostered him a lot last year. He was great for us, or he got destroyed. It was hit and miss, but at home, I'm definitely going to look into him. The Mariners do have some strikeout bats. Not a ton. You know, you got Segura, who puts the ball in place, so no. Seager the worst, but there's a lot of strikeout potential there. Facing McCullers, I'll probably have a lineup with some Seattle bats in it, and then I'll definitely have some McCullers exposure as well, just to cover my bases. Very good option there. Maeda, McCullers be my 1-2 in the top range, and go Cueto, Arrieta. I'd probably go Arrieta over Cueto, but it's tight because both those offenses they're facing and the ballpark where Cueto's at, very suspect. That's why this pitching tonight is not as easy. Like, you just go, oh, Kershaw. Perfect. Syndergaard, perfect. You got to actually, there's a lot more air tonight because the matchups or the teams are facing, it's just, there's not as much domination in the air tonight, if that makes any sense. We're going to move on to our next option. We're going to skip over Carrasco. I can't trust him until he's healthy, plus that ballpark. You saw it last night. That's why I said don't play Kluber. I said Darvish was risky, a strikeout edge, but risky. They both got hit around. I'm going to avoid Carrasco tonight. Might be the right play, but I'll avoid him. Go to Matt Shoemaker at $8,400. He is in Oco Coliseum. They got it done last night, thanks to Chris Davis's two dongs. But other than that, Nolasco even looked pretty well. Shoemaker, he had a really good season going last year until he got hit in the head with a line drive. But he's healthy. He's wearing a helmet underneath his hat, so he should be good to go. In 27 starts last year, 3.88 ERA. More importantly, he got it done against the A's, 19 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 16 Ks, 21.4 fantasy points per starts. He's not a huge strikeout guy. The A's will strike out a little bit, but more importantly, for $8,400, he's going to get you deep into the game with a chance for a win. But it is a tight matchup as one of the guys he's facing will be targeting later. Next up, one of my favorite options, and for some reason I can't understand the pricing here, and I'll explain it later. He's $7,800, but most of the bats for the Yankees are super cheap, so you'd think Jake Odorizzi would be high priced. So it makes me want to stack some Yankees as well. We'll get into that later, but I will definitely ask for Odorizzi exposure at $7,800. That's just too cheap. It will be chalky most likely, but he finished last year at 3.60 ERA, 166 Ks, and 187 innings. He averaged 15.3 fantasy points per start against the Yankees. Averaged 22.4 and 19 2/3, 5 earned, 17 Ks. We mentioned it with Archer. Archer was outstanding, especially after that early hiccup. Odorizzi has the potential to give up some home runs once in a while. He gave up 13 at home last year in 96 innings, 17 starts. But one thing to keep in mind, like I said with Archer, you get through the top of the order, Gardner's okay. Then, you know, you got Sanchez and Bird and, you know, Ellsbury you could kind of throw a stick at. Holiday's pretty good. After that, it gets horrific. Cosma might even be starting the night they signed him, if not Torres is short. You got Headley, who he had three hits, but they're all against the shift. So you can't plan for that when you're picking your fantasy starter. But overall, Odorizzi looks really, really good with some nice K potential. And worth $7,800 a steal. Maeda Odorizzi lineups are going to be chalky, but they're a solid cash play right there. Leaves you a lot of money for bats. And I was building some lineups last night. You can get some nice loaded lineups with those two options there. If you want to pay up, though, we'll get to it. There's a lot of value, especially in the outfield tonight. Next up, my last picture I'm using. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard for me to go lower than this. Sean Manea, $7,400. This kid is taking the next step this year, folks. I know he was on everybody's radar. He had 3.86 ERA last year in 144 innings, had 124 strikeouts. Didn't average a ton of fantasy points per start, but his second half, especially his like last month and a half, were lights out. He was filthy. He was figuring it out. He was a young arm. He came up. He struggled early. A lot of young arms do. He figured it out as he went on. At home, 3.02 ERA and 83 1/3 innings of 71 Ks and 13 starts. Very solid stuff. He was rocky against the Angels, to say the least, but we got to factor that in the first-year jitters. He was really good in the spring. This kid has talented stuff. He was a high prospect. Manea at $7,400 is a very nice look. I will have an Odorizzi Manea lineup, at least one for sure, and I will just load up on some bats. I like Manea a ton tonight. He's my lowest arm I'll be going with. If you're not going Shoemaker, obviously, you can't do them both. Got to beware. They do have Trout, who went yard last night, Pujols, Crone, and a couple other right-handed bats that hit lefties well. So you might want to put an Angels little stack involved there. But Manea at $7,400 is a very, very, very tasty look. After that, it's downright difficult. You got Wainwright. Sabathia's okay. He got some strikeout potential there. And then it's just disgusting. So I can't go below Manea, and I can't really recommend anybody below Manea with good conscience on my mind. So those are your options. Arrieta, Cueto, Maeda, McCullers, Shoemaker, Odorizzi, Manea. That gives you 7 options out of the 16, so you can definitely mix and match and build. Let's look into the weather real quick before we start attacking bats. I should have went into that earlier. It's a little sleepy over here early on the West Coast, but I had all this stuff planned out for you last night. Just couldn't record. First big range threats are in the Cubs-Cardinals game. At game time right now, they're looking at about 35% rain, and between 35 and 45 most of the night. So it looks like scattered showers, thunderstorm-type chances. Keep your eye on that one. Might be another reason to avoid Arrieta. Or if you want to play some and roll the dice, it's there too. I did it with the Tigers yesterday at Backfire, but if you've seen the Twitter feed, everything was all right in the world. Other than that, nothing too crazy. See if the roof's open in Arizona. The wind's blowing out to right field. Wind's blowing out a little to right center in Oakland, as it was last night. Blowing out hard in Houston if the roof is open. In Texas, it's blowing from across pretty heavy. That ball pops out of there. Other than that, we are looking good tonight. Only one real serious weather concern, which is outstanding. Let's go over the Vegas information for you from last night. Colorado-Milwaukee. Milwaukee minus 115 favorites over under 8.5. Seems a little low with those two arms, but I still like it. Cubs-Cardinals. Cubs minus 144. These numbers might have changed as they were from earlier last night. over-under 7.5. Giants, minus 150, over-under 9. The Dodgers against the Padres, minus 223, over-under 7.5. Might be another Dodgers plays in line there. Yankees, Rays, Odorizzi's minus 119 against CC, over-under 7.5. I like that low total on that game with Odorizzi, and it kind of makes you like Sabathia a little, to be honest. It's not the worst thing, because we know the Rays' bats aren't going to light the world on fire, even though we'll have some exposure tonight. Cleveland, minus 140 with Carrasco over Perez, over-under 9. That over-under 9, that one and the Giants, Arizona, are the two highest ones, and we will explain why later. Seattle, Houston, Houston, McCullers, minus 140 over Iwakuma, over-under 8.5. And then Manaea, minus 115 favorite over Shoemaker, over-under 7.5. That's my point right there. Manaea is the favorite, yet he is $1,000 cheaper than Shoemaker. So these are the kind of things you can try to expose. It doesn't work night in and night out. But you look at the Vegas lines, look at the DraftKings lines. Something's not right there. Take advantage of some value if you can. And an over-under 7.5 makes you feel good about at least a decent quality start out of Manaea while you're there. Let's take a look around the diamond. We'll start with the catcher's position. And to kick it off, your highest priced catcher I'll be targeting. You can target Kyle Schwarber at center field or outfield for 4,100. Against Wainwright, you're going to want to stack the Cubs. There's no doubt that. I would probably play him in the outfield if you're going to play him at all. My top catcher of the night, and it's not even a bias, it's Buster Posey. Catcher first base eligible at $3,900 against Patrick Corbin is a joke of a price to me. He could go over. He could let us down like he did on opening day. But at $3,900 against the lefty and Corbin, he likes to hit lefties. He hits everybody, but he hits lefties very well. He's got two doubles, very small sample size, 35 at-bats, 314 average, 11 for 35 against Corbin. He hits lefties very, very well. At $3,900, it's almost a must-play. He should be extremely chalky, but in cash lineups, get Buster Posey in there, folks. Next up, if you want to, he's better from the left side. He's a switch hitter, and we saw him double-dong yesterday, his second from the right side. Got his 30 DraftKings points last night on the way to victories. He has Manny Grandal of the Dodgers going up against Clayton Richard. Make sure he's in the lineup. There's a lot of lefties tonight, so make sure the lineups are accurate when things lock tonight. But Grandal at 33 is decent. I also extremely like, if you want to play Posey at first, or you can play this guy in the outfield, he's catcher outfield eligible. Wilson Contreras of the Cubbies, $3,200 against Wainwright. He went yard the other night off of O to tie the game for the Cubbies. Contreras is a sneaky back, good power for $3,200. Could be another nice, nice option. If you want to go down the list, check and see which Colorado catchers are playing. I don't really like Garneau at $3,200 as much. He'll be low-owned. I'd rather pay for Contreras or someone else. But if Garneau's not there and Walters is starting, Walters at 29, I do like for some salary relief. Another guy I really like, Yan Gomes of the Cleveland Indians. He batted in the middle of the order, like fifth or sixth last night, going against the lefty Perez in that band box for $2,900. Nice, cheap value catcher, Yan Gomes. Keep an eye on him. If you want to fade CC Sabathia, see who the Rays are putting out there. Derek Norris at 26 or Sucre at 23. Two nice value punts against CC. But see, I like Gomes more because he's in the middle of that order. Jeff Mathis, the ultimate punt. We saw what he did on opening day, so he'll be all over everybody's tongue. I won't be using him. But if he is starting, it might be Iannetta for all we know. But if he's starting against, or Herman, but if he is starting against Cueto tonight at $2,000, it's hard to pass up for a couple lineups for $2,000, the bare minimum DraftKings price tag. Moving on to the first base position. I'm going to kick it off with Anthony Rizzo at 45 against Wainwright. Like I said, we are going to target Waino tonight. He's one of these stacks. Wainwright at 4,500, or Rizzo at $4,500. Small sample, but 11 for 36. It's a 306 average and a dong off of Waino. But remember, if you're stacking the Cubs or Cardinals, there is that rain chance. But I love me some Rizzo tonight. But my top first baseman at 4,400 is Edwin Encarnacion. I love the Indians tonight, especially against Perez, the lefty. The right-handed bats will be smoking. Edwin went yard yesterday in his first game with the Tribe. I like him to go dong again tonight. Eric Thames of the Brew Crew at $3,500, first base, outfield, eligible. Had a nice RBI double yesterday, going up in a good matchup against Anderson. Worth a look there. Benny Zobrist is, I'm looking at the wrong one, sorry. Albert Pujols, 3,500 against the lefty in Manaea is not a bad option. If not, if you want to go cheaper, which I like, CJ Cron at 3,100. This is if you're fading Manaea. If you want to go value and he's starting, you have to pay attention to he's starting. First base, third base eligible for the Rockies, Mark Reynolds at 3K. And here's where I'm going to definitely have a Yankees lineup in play. This is where I want to start explaining it. In a game, like I said, I like Odorizzi. He's a minus 119, 120 favorite. But the total, and it's more of a pick 'em in reality, so it's kind of like that Manaea Shoemaker theory. But for some reason, for a pitcher that's only priced in the 7,000s, the Yankees bats are ridiculously cheap. And that starts us off with Greg Bird at first base at 2,800. I think a little stack, I'm not saying go heavy on the Yankees. You can even go one or two guys, whatever. It doesn't have to be a stack. But if you're looking for salary relief for some reason, Greg Bird at $2,800 is ridiculously cheap for that guy's power potential. Odorizzi will hang some fastballs from time to time. That's just too cheap to ignore. Greg Bird at $2,800, definitely worth a look on your DFS lineups. Second base, you got Altuve at $4,400, likes facing Iwakuma. I'll go down to Robbie Cano at 41 against McCullers. Like I said, I'll have some exposure to the Mariners to fade McCullers just in case. I love me some Cano in that one, or even Gene Segura at second base or shortstop for 4K at the top of the order. You can't ignore Rougned Odor. Double donged yesterday. Carrasco will give up some homers. Odor at $3,900 in a nice hitter environment tomorrow. Very nice look there at $3,900. Might be my top option at the position. You got Benny Zobrist, second base and outfield eligible at 37 on the fade Waino train. On the same train as second base and third base eligible, Javi Baez at 34, batted fifth on Sunday night. You gotta love seeing that. Your automatic play, especially for cash games, if you're not playing them at least in one or two or half of your lineups, Logan Forsyth against a left-handed bat. This is what they got him for. $3,300, ridiculously underpriced. $3,300 against the lefty and Richards. Got to get him in your lineup. Got it. My optimal lineup almost leaves money on the table every time tonight. Just throwing it out there. Solarte has a punt, second base, third base eligible for $2,900 if you're fading Maeda. And a super punt, second base and shortstop eligible if you're fading CeCe. Tim Beckham of the Rays, $2,600. Nice cheap value there. Moving on to third base, the hot corner, Arenado at 4,800. I love fading Davies tonight. Every now and then, Davies throws that great start out there. You're like, what the hell just happened? We saw what the Rockies bats did yesterday when we were high on them. I love them again tonight, and they're priced almost like they're in Coors, maybe $500-$600 cheaper, but they're priced extremely high with that hitter's ballpark in Milwaukee. Arenado at 4,800, you got to love. The total in that game is 8.5, so there will be some offense for sure. So Arenado at 48. You go Chris Bryant at first, third base and outfield at 47. Here is your must play in lineups with Forsyth. If you don't have this combo in a couple lines, Forsyth and Evan Longoria at $4,000. You're going to hear him all over the entries. He'll be on the cover of the article. He'll be everywhere. But when Evan Longoria faces CeCe Sabathia, you get him in your lineup. Longo, 25 for 72 lifetime, 403 average, 7 homers, 9 doubles. I know we like to say BVP is not for reals, but you can pick and choose when it's viable, and 72 lifetime at-bats is pretty damn viable. 16 extra base hits in those 25 hits, 7 dongs, 9 doubles. Evan Longoria will be on the tip of everybody's tongue today. And rightfully so. He might go 0-for-4, but he is a must play at third base tonight. Johnny Villar, third base shortstop eligible at 4K. If you're fading Anderson, Villar can hit from the right side just like he can from the left. I love Villar. If you've listened to any podcasts I've done, Villar is my guy. Kyle Seager at $3,800. If you're building the fade McCullers stack, not a bad look. I got another guy I love tonight against the lefty and Pat Corbin. He's third base and shortstop eligible. So if you want to put Forsyth at second, Longo at third, I love this guy at short. Eduardo Nunez, $3,700. We saw what he did on opening day. A few base knocks, a few steals. That's what he did for the Twins last year. People forget he came over to the Giants and got hurt and he's banged up. He was in rotations after that. Never got his proper thing. He's ready to play. He showed it on opening day. Great matchup against Corbin today. and very cheap at 37. See, a lot of these guys that I think are must plays, most of them are low fours or in the 3,000s. I love the bats value-wise tonight. It's just I wish there was more like Kershaws to use. I'm afraid to use the Arias and Cueto's a ton. They will be used, but a ton hurts. Bregman at 3,600. If you're fading Iwakuma, who's not a bad fade, a little Astros stack is not a bad look. Altuve hits him well. You got Bregman. There's some lefties to target in that lineup. Always Correa. That's the other shortstop I like. I'll get to a ton. Jacob Turner, or Justin Turner, $3,200 against Richard. We know how much he mashes righties. He hit well yesterday. He hits lefties too, folks. He hits righties better, but he hits lefties. Richard's a gas can. Turner at 3,200 is criminally underpriced. Definitely Dodgers stack tonight, and Turner will be a part of it. With the lefty on the mound for the Rockies, I wanted to mention their super utility player on DraftKings. He's third base and outfield eligible. Make sure he's in the lineup. He might not be in the lineup. Make sure he's in there, because if he is, Hernan Perez at $3,200 is a nice sneaky play for the Brew Crew. Get a piece of that 8.5 total there in Milwaukee. Last but not least, Chase Headley at 2,600. Another criminally underpriced Yankee. I know he's not, you know, the guy he used to be with San Diego, but he did go 3-for-4. He showed he can beat the shift. If he's going to keep going, getting you 2 or 3 knocks for $2,600, that is ridiculous. Ridiculous value. So keep an eye on that. Another criminally underpriced Yankee, Chase Headley at $2,600. Moving on to shortstop, Carlos Correa at 44. He went yard yesterday. He's one of my MVP choices. The kid's a beast. Iwakuma is just not the guy he used to be. He has those good starts, but it's not there all the time. Francisco Lindor at 4,300. Switch hitting Lindor against Perez is a great play in that bandbox. He's priced accordingly and shows that. Very solid play. I love me some Trevor Story at 4,100 tonight against Davies. Very much Dongage potential there at 4,100. The shortstops are pricey tonight. I already mentioned VR, Segura. I love Nunez at 37. If you want to go to Brandon Crawford at 34, I know lefties on the mound. The total of 9, and Crawford hits lefties well. He's on fire since the WBC, had a good opening day. He'll be under-owned because people see the lefty-lefty matchup. Keep an eye on Brandon Crawford at $3,400. Could be a nice low-owned GPP play right there for the Gigantes. Last but not least, a nice low-priced Waino fade. Addison Russell, second base and shortstop eligible, is only $3,200. So not a bad look as well. Last but not least, we'll head to the outfield. Mikey Trout against Manaea, the lefty at 4,800. He's $5,000 cheaper than he was last night, and he donged last night. Could very well dong again tonight. $4,800 for Mike Trout. You're going to have to get him out there somewhere. As long as you're not using Manaea, rock and roll. There's a lot of short. There are a lot of outfielders I like, so this might take a little while. Ryan Braun at 47 against Anderson, the lefty. I love me a combination. If you're doing the Rocky stack, these guys have to be in there. The left-handed bats are Cargo at 46 and Blackman at 46. I like Blackman more. I like him more every night just for the steal potential. But Cargo, so much power. Both these guys, great looks tonight for 46. Springer for 4,100 against Iwakuma is a great play. He went yard last night. Very solid play there at the top of the Astros order. Gotta love for the Giants stack, Hunter Pence at $4,000. Small sample, 12 for 25, 480 average. But in those 12 hits, this is why I wanted to bring it up. 3 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs. 7 of his 12 hits, extra base hits against Corbin. Pence, Posey, Nunez, 3-way stack is juicy. Some other good looks there. You can get a value with like a Gorky's Hernandez playing the outfield likely and left tonight. Keep your eye on that as well. But Pence at 4K, very nice look there. Since you choose 3,900 if you're fading Carrasco. Nice cheap bat and chew. Gerardo Parra for the Rockies. He got us a few knocks yesterday, $3,600. Nice exposure to the high total in Colorado. Very cheap too. Another guy in that game for the Brew Crew from the right side, Keon Broxton at 3,600. Nice look as well. K with the Chris Davis, 35 against Shoemaker. I don't care if it's righty-lefty. If it's a lefty, he's playing for sure. But I mentioned it yesterday. If you're going to get any exposure to the A's, you got to look at Chris Davis first. He's always got double-dong potential. And what's he do last night? He double-dongs. The kid can absolutely hit. He's coming into his prime, folks. His $3,500 price tag will not be that low for that long. Take advantage of it while you can. Moving on to Carlos Beltran at $3,400. Really, really like him tonight. on the Fade Iwakuma train from the left side of the plate. Very, very cheap price tag for some home run potential there. For the Dodgers stack, it's only I don't like it as much, but Puig at $3,400 is very tasty. He's cheap exposure, but most of their bats are cheap. Worries me a bit because he was batting eighth yesterday, which kind of sucks. But if their offense is going crazy, it won't matter. Steven Souza Jr. at $3,200, a nice option versus the lefty in Sabathia. Nice cheap option there for the Rays. Josh Reddick, $3,200 on the Fade Iwakuma train from the left side. Nice cheap power potential there. In that same matchup, if you're fading McCullers, Mitch Haniger at $3,200 is cheap. I mentioned a lot of cheap outfielders to play with tonight. In the Yankees outfield, you can go Gardner at $3,100, Ellsbury at $3,000. I probably won't go either, but they're nice cheap punts if you're looking. Even Aaron Judge at $3,000 with that massive home run potentials there. An Indian I love tonight against Martin Perez. He hits lefties extremely well. We remember him raking lefties with the Rays. Now he's with the Indians. Brandon Guyer. A lot of people don't talk about Brandon Guyer, but Guyer at $3,100 against the lefty in Perez. Make sure he's playing because he's like their fourth outfielder, but he should be against the lefty. That's what they have him for. Very, very talented guy that can hit lefties well at $3,100. Sneaky, nice GPP play. Don't forget to look at Manny Margot at $2,800 if you're fading Manea. Top of that Padres water steal potential. And then you got to look at the Dodgers outfield. It could be Trace Thompson, Van Slyke, Kiki Hernandez against the lefty. Thompson's 27, Van Slyke's 24. You have Kiki's 24. But most importantly, I passed him up earlier because I wanted to wait till this section. They went out and got a guy to play the outfield against left-handed bats. Tonight's his night. Franklin Gutierrez is only $3,000. And all that man does is hit lefties and hit them well. He's got power potential. He's got gappage. We know the ball doesn't carry as well in the evening at in L.A. It's a 7:10 start time, so keep that in mind. The weather is going to be warm out here. We're talking potential low 80s on the West Coast, so at night we could be in the high 50s to low 60s. It's just that marine layer kicks in and stuff. It's not like San Francisco. It's not like San Diego. I should say the smog layer in L.A., but it gets there. But remember, Franklin Gutierrez at $3,000, phenomenal. Now, if you want some nice punts, we had Joyce last night. He disappointed at $2,300. If he's leading off against a righty at that price, he's always a punt no matter what he does. Because at $2,300, it just takes a hit and a run or something, and you're fine. So I'll mention him probably every night just to keep him on your radar. But the ultimate punt play tonight at $2,300, going up against CC Sabathia, just like the Dodgers getting Franklin Gutierrez to be their guy, the Rays went and got Ricky Weeks Jr. Yes, Ricky Weeks Jr. for $2,300. He absolutely loves hitting lefties. He did it very well last year for the D-backs. They got him there for one reason only is to face lefties. Make sure he's in the lineup for $2,300. Ricky Weeks Jr., folks. Very nice. There you go. There's your eight games wrapped up nice and tight. Let's look up some stack options. Like I mentioned, you could go Seattle versus McCullers. It's almost more just cover your ass if you're using them elsewhere. But there's some nice potential there. Texas versus Carrasco, sneaky nice. Remember, choose cheap. You could go with some Ruggie Odor. Get some exposure there if you like. New York Yankees against Odorizzi, super cheap. Greg Bird at 28 is just stupid. Headley at 26. You got the outfield of Gardner at 31. Ellsbury and Judge are both 3K. Some cheap options. I love Bird at 28. Even if you just want one option and you want to punt first base for some reason, Bird at 28 for the potential he can return is just stupid. Colorado versus Davies is a phenomenal stack. Absolutely love that stack. It has to start with Blackman and Cargo at the top. And then you definitely need to look into some Arenado and or Story action. It's expensive, but you can do it. Trust me. If not, go Parra cheap at $3,600. Milwaukee in that same game, I like them a lot against the lefty. Anderson Braun's 47. But then you can move down to VR at 4K. See if Hernan Perez is playing. He was $3,200. Got Keon Broxton in the outfield. Eric Thames at first base in the outfield. Some nice looks there as well. the Dodgers against Clayton Richards. The Dodgers will be in play again tonight, asking for 14 runs, and all those dongles will be tough. But you never know. Clayton Richards is that guy. Everyone says he's got potential, and he's shown it, but he's always injured, and he's going to feed some up. I doubt he gets destroyed as much as Chesney, but it's very possible. Justin Turner, you got to like that outfield options I mentioned, but especially Gutierrez at 3K. Look into the likes of Logan Forsythe at $3,300. You got Grandal behind the dish, and even Agon hits him well at first, even though he's the lefty. So, but Forsythe, Gutierrez must plays in that matchup if you're using the Dodgers. Houston versus Iwakuma, I like a lot. From the left side, you can go McCann, but he was hitting towards the bottom. Beltran in the middle of the order at 34, Reddick at 32. Very nice looks to get sprinkled with some Springer at 41, Correa at 44, Altuve at 4. Very nice looks there. Angels versus Manaea, you got Trout, Pujols, Cron. Not bad looks there. Cubs versus Waino is very juicy. It's expensive, very tasty. Rizzo at first, you got Bryant. Get your Contreras behind the dish, Schwarber in the outfield. Watch the weather. Gotta love some Tampa Bay against CC. Love them a lot. Longo. That's all I have to keep saying is Longo. Value behind the plate. You have some good options there. Souza Jr. in the outfield from the right side. See what their lineup spits out, but Longo for sure. Cleveland versus Perez. Some nice looks there. We mentioned you got Lindor at shortstop. Guyer in the outfield. 3,100 is the guy to remember for your cheap value action there. Cleveland, and then the last stack I like a ton. San Francisco against Corbin. Posey at $3,900 is ridiculously cheap. Nunez at 37 is cheap. Pence at 4K. That threesome right there, I love that stack. Crawford, sneaky at 34. Some good options there. Obviously, I didn't mention all the teams, but those would be my stacks. Giants, Dodgers, Rays, Rockies, Astros. Top five stacks for me. Absolutely love them. I told you the guys you need to get some exposure to somewhere. Forsythe, Longo, Gutierrez, on the hill. I'm going to be doing a lot of Maeda, McCullers, Odorizzi, Manaea mixes and matches. Sprinkle in some Arrieta, Cueto, and Shoemaker. But there you have it, folks. You have 8 games tonight. Rock and roll. Let's win some more money. And we should be back with a much larger slate, I think, tomorrow night. I haven't checked completely, but we should be able to rock and roll. Most importantly, it's cash tonight. Check us out, thesportsdgens.com. Tons of great master stuff. DFS Golf Gods has his DFS preview out. It is locked and loaded. Did my Bench with Bubba episode 33 with DFS Golf Gods, Kevin Reardon, and Sheridan. Everything. Course preview. We're going to even get your beers on the course. And the guys to target. Really good stuff there. Tons of good information on thesportsdgens.com. Check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. Bench with Bubba podcast, Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, Boston Mo. We record an episode 6 later on Tuesday. Hit us up. Let me know if you have any questions on the slate. I am always available to help you. But more importantly, that's cash. Enjoy the action. Enjoy the one-day game. I'll catch you guys later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.